Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow we win, if we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bin, I want lottery in, I want property friends, plus my hobby is skins. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the guard to begin, watching my odyssey spin, in a place where war be, based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone, mass in the zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown, I'm internationally known. Yo, so all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a servitude, bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gun.
The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins.
They'll play a rhyme after the next one.
The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. Yep, yo. The saga begins.
My never-ending epic got the world spinning hectic. I quickly spread it till the whole city's infected. Suspense that I supply intensify. Then commences my daily events. So why you get involved in it? Paragraphologist, narrating novelist, marketist, sound marvelous. I'm the star in this, which means the author's authentic. Most definite, every episode's an epidemic. So when you research, check it. Here go the evidence. They represent with lyrical negligence for presidents. My signs existed without the fixing. Every inscription is a special edition. So all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a servitude, bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just begun.
The saga begins.
Rockin',
set it all. The saga begins.
They'll play a rhyme after the next one.
The saga begins. Rockin', set it all. The saga begins.
The legacy lives, let them see what the pedigree is. Mega thesis, blessing these kids with extra features. The depth is deepest, the deeper sea is. Telepathy increases, melody to speakers. Telekinesis, ideas appear as clearest. Pictures and movie theaters, lyrics you hear is devastating the way your ear is. So stay tuned for sequels, part twos and more. So soon you and your people from bug rust to soar. The names have changed, the game remain the same. I once came to reign on his claim to fame. No stopping this, I'm dropping this with hip hop. And when the topic is topicless, then I'm writing the apocalypse. So all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal, persona is invulnerable. Trust me, son, I continue like a servitude, bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle is just gun.
The saga begins.
Rockin',
set it all.
Yep, yo.
The saga begins. They'll
play a rhyme after the next one.
The saga begins.
Rock him, set it all.
Yo, the saga begins.
You know that I'm the solo with.
Rock him, set it all. Rock him, reset it all. Rock him, set it all.
And you know that I'm the solo with.
Rock him, set it all. Rock him, set it all. Rock him, set it all.
Yo, you know that I'm the solo with.
Rock him.
Yeah, yeah, you know how it goes down. It's your boy, Flossy Jeezy, coming at you live with the whole setup, doing a sound check this morning, running through a few cuts. You'll hear some weird stuff, just like you hear this voice echoing right now. You already know what I'm trying to do, so I'm trying to get it in for you. Don't sweat a thing. We're going to keep on dropping these beats on you, see how it goes down.
And let's see if I'm still in the groove with y'all.
after it's all said and done. You already know what's going on. Your boy Flossy Jeezy try to hold it down and keep it live. Hopefully you can hear my voice through this whole thing. We're just experimenting this morning, trying to see what we can find is going down. And your boy Flossy Jeezy going to come to the rescue like I always do. Let's continue to keep the sounds going with a little bit AZ and DJ Premier on the come up. 646-595-3402. It's going all the way down.
Countdown. Know where we going?
This is y'all gonna take me.
Feels so good.
You know to come up, stack get right, put the gun up, laugh get nice, split the blunt up, spray blue and white, don't run up, remain humble. You see the change when the rains come through, when all the fame ups the game, cause your name's mumbled. The chicks notice, users like hypnosis, it's ferocious when broke niggas get focused. The cars come out, bottles at the bar run out. You know you're large when you win, car can dodge and drought. But here's the Swiss up, with beef and the money mixed up, skirts slip up, a few fights, few stick up. Then one little thing just leads to the next. And here come them hot boys to breathe down your neck. Now you gotta pack up, flee from the rest. And just a week ago you was free from the stress. I guess it is what it is.
Creeping on the come up.
This is y'all gonna take me.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
This is y'all gonna take me.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place Brooklyn.
You know the saga, who lava, who hotter, who shot at who at the Vermata. I knew about beasts and Zambada before Beast Street. Beats was heavily deep with the riders, guns and money. Some was hungry, dysfunctional families that come from junkies. Jailbirds who wanted war and jumping countries. Death central surviving like a bunch of monkeys. Mark dollars, DEA knocks for collars. Niggas snitching, I still got the heart to holler. Hot chicks and short skirts and damn near topless. Play fly, nigga, I still stay high. Just ride it, can't call it too fresh to call it. Two checks to war with war next to all this. So understand, I know from first hand the lives of a church man. How's his first round?
Creeping on the come up.
This is y'all gonna take me.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
This is y'all gonna take me.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place Brooklyn.
Jails is packed, the streets is whack. It's even worse when your work was tapping, your beef was sack. Wife is getting feisty, she's beefing back. Though it's unlikely, it might be a visa smack. The coke is up, so now cushions rose was up. And the beacons got the game in the cold for clutch. The D's are never free, too close to dumb. But what the fuck, they can suck on some coke and nuts. The stress is real, the drains all the sex appeal. Nothing left but jail death for a record deal. Vibes is weak, hoes wanna slide and creep. Even fiends got a ding for that hide and seek. Stick up kids, kidnap, switch up ribs. It's still crazy how them cocksuckers hit up big. Pox is gone, to say the hip hop is wrong. You want more than log on to AZ.com.
Creeping on the come up.
This is y'all gonna take me.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
This is y'all gonna take me.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place Brooklyn.
I'm telling y'all, it's going all the way down this morning as your boy Flossy Jeezy continues to hit you with the reel. You are.
Hey, Nate, you know you got the vocals on this motherfucker. We finna talk about these scammers, though.
I can talk about scammers business
I know you can. I know you. That's why we gonna do it. Dad's on the beat. Hey, Dad, nigga, stop fucking around with the piano. Nigga, just drop that shit like this here.
I met you through my homie, now you act like you don't know me. So disappointed, cause baby, that shit was so phony. It's not phony, you see no love for my closest homies. Would've paid you no mind, but baby, you was all up on me. Watch you perceive with positions, you had to favor hoes. No, I ain't mad at you, baby, go ahead and play them fools. They chose not to listen, so now we stuck inside his house and can't leave without his bitch permission. The missus to be a player, my aliens and balls drop the top on these jealous niggas. Player, let me floss. Y'all don't wanna see me in pain. I leave that ass like Tony Braxton, never breathing again. It's scandal. I never liked the backstabbing and trick. Used to watch your money grabbing, who you bagging, bitch. Ready to buck. In the city, you don't know who to trust. The bitches in the scandal. Trying to do my thing, won't be no bullshit, no ass kissing. This bitch, I had you waking up with all your dance missing. I'm asking as if I'm qualified to analyze. You're looking at a bitch that spends a lot of telling lies. She got a body, make a motherfucker fantasize. Her face ain't never shed a tear through the scandalous eyes. My sister precious and poppin'. Plus, I knew she was a freak bitch, so why should it bother me? I'll probably be strong. Addicted to the heat of her tongue, although I don't know where it's going. She's making me come. I've been trained as a boss player. So what you saying? Let me show you got some hookers. We can toss later. Before I let her get me, I got her. Went in the purse, she took $100. Nigga, I'm so scared. On getting riches, I'm spitting at tricks, cause I'm addicted to pretty bitches. Come and see motivate, not easily terminate. Now that we made, my niggas can never be faded. This is my prophecy, I gotta be paid. All you cowards that try to stop me is begging for early grade. I thought we was cool, I was a fool thinking you could be true when I don't fuck with your punk group. These are the tales for my niggas doing time in the cell. I went from hell to living well, busting the niggas who set my name in vain. I got no time for the tricks, I'm heavy in the game. But the bitches in the liquor keep on calling me. I'm floating free on the highway, formulating plans. Can't wait till I see LA. It's so
scandalous.
Bring me a cigarette, dog.
They got me feeling crazy than a motherfucker. I got badass in this motherfucker.
Puffin' on live.
Machiavelli's tongue. Represent the outlaw.
Gotta make them go crazy.
Badass represent the LBC.
Don't get too
so
crazy.
You wanna do it.
Time goes by. Puffin' on live. Puffin' that it gets me high. Gotta make them go crazy.
Last year was a hard one, but life goes on. Bumping my head against the wall, learning right from wrong. They say my ghetto instrumental, detrimental to kids. As if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, plan my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took the minus, and now the hard times are behind.
grandmama. Don't worry, I'ma watch the snake. Tell Zetch that I love her, but it's hard to date. I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak. All I heard was time go by, puffin' on lies, hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy.
To get it all the way in as it goes all the way down, and I can't leave stuff up in the air like that, so we're going to run that song right on back on the crazy tip. I told y'all it's a sound check, stuff that went crazy.
Bring me a cigarette, dog.
They got me feeling crazier than a motherfucker. I got badass in this motherfucker.
Puffin' on lies.
Machiavelli
in the
tongue. Represent the outlaws.
Gotta make it go crazy.
Badass represent the LBC.
Don't get too
so
crazy.
What you wanna do? Time to do it.
Time goes by. Puffin' on lies. Hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy. Last year was a hard one, but life goes on. Bumping on my head against the wall, learning right from wrong. They say my ghetto instrumental, detrimental to kids. As if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, plan my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took a minus, and now the hard times are behind us. Turned into a plus, now they suck, living blinded. Tennessee got me feeling bad, time to stop drinking. Rolling in my drop top jack, watch that car thinking. Sitting in my car, watch the stars and smoke. I came a long way, but still I got so far to go. Dear mama, don't worry, I'ma watch the snake. Tell Zetch that I love her, but it's hard to date. I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak. All I heard was time go by, puffin' on lies, hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy. Running up the hill, looking for a better way. My brothers and sisters, it's time to fail. Cause even thug niggas pray. Open God, baby, I entered the game. Look how much I changed. I'm no longer innocent, casualties of fame. Made a lot of money, seen a lot of places. And I swear I seen a peaceful smile on my mama's face. When I gave her the keys to her own house, it's your land. Your only son done became a man. Watch the time fly, I love my people do or die. But I wonder why we scared to let each other fly. June 1, 6, 7, 1, the day mama pushed me out of womb. Told me nigga get paid. No one can understand me. The black sheep, outcasted from my family. Now packing heat, I run the streets. A young runaway, live for the day. When he died, I can't say. Come on. Time goes by, busting no lie. Hoping that it gets me high. Gotta never go crazy.
For my stress, this man is like a strong prescription drug. It's got me addicted to the pleasure and the pain it inflicted. Something about the paper with the pictures of the president's head. Damn, it's like a motherfucking plague that spread. It's epidemic, forgotten, it got worse. I keep my head on straight, making money cause it's earned. Making money makes a difference day by day, so we gotta stay paid, no doubt, day in and day out. This life is like a vicious cycle called fighting to live. No matter how hard you try, it's in death, you gotta die. A lot of mine, tears didn't make it to the years to come. Dear life, do them right, or dear life, leave them done. Who has the answers, I wonder. I turn to my elders, they aged and experienced, but they can't even tell you or tell me that they'll be right at the end of the road. Why? Cause they don't even know. A million things run through my mind, and I find my mom. You ain't gotta be in jail to be doing time.
You ain't gotta be in jail. Remember this new time.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me by. Gotta make it go crazy.
Crazy.
I feel crazy.
Crazy.
puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
What went with what? It's been a long time. I get this new computer over here, and I'm trying to run the Skype through here to see what's going on. You know how it goes down. How you been, my friend?
Man, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. So what's new with the sound today?
Well, what's going on is I got this microphone that I've probably had in the box so long that it was almost starting to catch barnacles on it, you know what I'm saying? And I was cut off, you know what I'm saying? I just got this Envy computer and stuff. But like I said, I just ran the Skype on him, so I was trying to figure out, man, does my stuff sound right? Is it going to sound good? You know what I'm saying? What do I do? Can I run some you know what I'm saying, some YouTube through this bad boy? So it's just a general sound check, because, you know, I always do the music shows and all that other stuff to go along with it. So I'm just trying to figure out what works, what don't. Can we get the sound that we want to hear? You know what I'm saying? So it's just a general sound check this morning as I try to get it in, spending about an hour on it with an hour overlap. And I'm just trying to see what all we can hear and everything. So you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Your boy Flossy trying to get it into to the best of my ability. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we got some shows coming up, man. And, you know, I really want to get back in because, you know, Camille Cosby has come forward to speak up for Bill.
Yeah.
And she's, like, basically telling the media, black media included, especially black media, to remain neutral and basically back the fuck up in the sweet way that she's telling them. But I'll interpret it hood style. She's telling these folks to back the fuck up off her husband, and I'm with her on that.
Yeah, especially since no formal charges have still not been brought up. So back up. But what you've done to ruffle my feathers this morning, man, is you done put up a post where, if I'm looking at this right, Pacquiao is calling out Floyd again.
Oh, my God. This man ran away from Floyd for 4 years, went drug tests. Let Bob Arum pimp the hell out of him and have him fighting who he wanted him to fight when he wanted to. Fought Marquez so many times that Marquez got used to his style and ended up knocking my man out, was drunk to his value. Floyd ain't ran from shit. You've been the one running. Man, back in the day, you know how it was, Rawhide. You've been around a minute. The champions took on everybody. Champion can run from nobody. If you were champion in your division, you supposed to tell your promoter what you want to do.
Right.
I don't get it. Go ahead, man.
No, I haven't read the article yet, but, Lord have mercy, Pacquiao is not ready, man. And you know that I was a Pacquiao fan, you know what I mean, for a while now. And the last Pacquiao fight, I was done with him. You know what I mean? Even though he won, he even won it. But I'm done with him. He as far as going against Floyd, as far as stepping in the same ring with this man, and as far as being able to show any type of competition against Floyd, I can't stand behind Pacquiao anymore.
I'm just not understanding all the diatribe and fuckery. I'm not understanding why you trying to challenge this man like you holding him up or something. Like you coming to the table with something, like you trying to serve Floyd something, when in reality, dude, you ain't serving up nothing but a bunch of fuckery as far as I'm concerned, because Floyd ain't never ran from no fucking body. Explain to me why you feel like Floyd is running from you, and Floyd, you know, has fought in 5 different weight categories, has been champion all this time, is undefeated. And guys who, like this last guy he fought twice, I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but he sat up here, I almost had it. But he sat up, he fought Floyd to the point where he was dirty fouling Floyd, you know, doing all kind of crazy shit. And Floyd ended up taking him out in deep water and drowning him in the second fight, wasn't even worth watching. So I'm like, what does Floyd have to do to prove stuff? I think it's, once again, it's white America, man, in the media. not liking to see a brother on top of nothing. It don't matter what our profession is. It don't matter what our standing is. You know, let your cops murder us. You know, there's a brother for Cleveland Brown, Hawkins that came out, and these NFL organizations are not backing down off of allowing these brothers to protest. He got cats online saying stupid shit because, you know, the brothers are able to have a voice. And so when I sit up here and I'm watching all this stuff, it's like the media likes to just shit on a brother. They're so mad at Floyd right now, it don't make no sense. He got cars, house, the whole nine. You got this Aldred lawyer woman trying to come after him over some bullshit where a woman sits up, probably cheated on Floyd, probably cheated on Floyd with 50, you know, for all we know. And you know, there was a lot of controversy after Floyd came out of jail. You come out of jail after only a couple of weeks in, and you mad at 50, and all of a sudden you and this woman breaking up. Who knows what that's really all about? But long story short, the media has just been shitting on all of our personalities. And there's so many people that are like Jerry Jones, Cowboys, you know, leader over there and owner on some sexual assault shit. You hear about it one time and it's over with. He's the owner of what is supposed to be America. I think it's white America, but America's team. You got John Elway's son knocking a bitch downstairs. You ain't hearing about none of these people. Yeah, so you got the Reds, you got the Washington football organization called still calling Indians Redskins on their logo, and this Schneiderman guy, who by definition of his name is like a German or something, but has no respect anyway, is still shitting on the world with this business with having their Washington Redskins still being called the Redskins. You got a lot of insensitive bullshit going on right now, and all of our icons and people, they're all being shit on, and we know it's a disproportionate amount of fuckery that's going on. I think Pacquiao, back to the original subject, I think he's going to really learn a lesson when he fights Floyd because, you know, he was teasing Floyd about his reading ability, and Floyd, of course, has a speech impediment from getting hit in the head, and in the sport of boxing 20 years, you're going to kind of go through some shit. There's an undefeated American champion, and if he was white, he'd be not airing any of his dirty laundry.
Right.
So it's like a character assassination. But for all the right reasons, I want to see Floyd get that ass.
Yeah, and what is it? Yeah, and speaking of defamation of character, what is this stuff about the suicide webcam or Floyd had watched something or witnessed it? And which I'm not understanding what exactly is the focus on Floyd just because he ended up seeing this. Like, did he instigate it or something, or what's the thing with that?
I don't know what the gist of it is, and it was such a up-in-the-air far-fetched story that I, to be honest with you, and you know, I try to do 100 when I'm on my radio program, I'm not sure what that's really all about, but I do know that we have a situation here where, like you're alluding to, the fuck does that have to do with Floyd? And why are you focusing on Floyd so much? He's not the one who committed the crime and the murder. He's not the one who instigated, you know, what happened. They, you know, people's on a computer, some shit goes down, and Floyd just happens to be on his computer at the time. But they like to try to figure out some way to pencil fuck this brother into whatever little small-minded thing that they can come up with. And I think that it's appalling. I think that it's ridiculous. I think it's one of these kind of deals where I think this man will do whatever he can to shit on and discredit, Floyd as much as he can. I think it's one of these kind of deals where you're in a situation where these people simply cannot help the bullshit that they come up with. I think that it's one of these kind of deals that, you know, rates a response, but not necessarily, you know, the type of real, how can I put this? You can't take it seriously in a sense. It's a serious subject, but when you're dealing with this media, you can't take them seriously because they've already got a pre-arranged program for how they feel and any information that they're going to disseminate out when it comes to our people. And shitting on us is always the rule rather than the exception, and that's unacceptable.
And you know, it's becoming way more prevalent and way more prevalent with Cosby and, you know, the constant attacks on Floyd that they're blatantly coming out and just attacking what black people we do have in power. And, yeah, it's starting to get really annoying, man.
It's psychology 101. Right, I mean, you got some education on you. You know what it is. You know, the basic 101 of psychology teaches us that in order to feel better about yourself, you got to shit on those people around you. And you got to shit on people and put them down and build yourself up in order to make yourself feel better. And I think that it's really a very, very wrongified situation. I think it's a very, very piss poor character flaw that Caucasians have in which they feel that unless they are shitting on us and defecating on us and pigeonholing, they have a comfort zone with trying to shit on us rather than build us up. They prefer a comfort zone.
And it really is crazy because apparently any white person in the limelight or as a star seems to be not only impervious but perfect because and I'm saying that to say this, name me one white person in the starlight that has come under scrutiny this year that's an actual entertainer.
Well, that's the whole thing. And what you're saying is not only on point as usual, but it's absolutely the correct way to look at this thing. You got Lindsay Lohan, who has stolen from so many stores that she's on the Hollywood blacklist of places where they sell jewelry and stuff because she's gone into several places and she's a kleptomaniac. And yet she still is looked upon as a revered star, you know, in the limelight. You have Charles fucking Manson kill actress Sharon Tate, who does life in prison, yet he's allowed to cut a track with Axl Rose. You got all these other people out here that are Hollywood walkabouts or whatever, supposed personalities. And they've been able to do more shitting on everybody and doing stupid shit than you've ever seen. But like you said, none of them has been bought up on any type of scrutiny whatsoever. They flipped the fuck out. This Pierce Morgan asshole that they got on CNN flipped the fuck out on LeBron James, who's done nothing but, you know, I don't want to say cater to white folks, but he's done nothing but, I'm going to take that statement back, because unlike Michael Jordan, LeBron James will do commercials for black people on the record.
Right.
Because Kate Middleton leaned up against him, and because he put his arm around Kate Middleton, because Kate Middleton is starstruck because anybody with a name, no matter what the personality is, anybody with a name, they have the opportunity to be around somebody like LeBron. Yeah, they're going to want to treat him like a friend. The reported royals are in LeBron James' age bracket, and yes.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get close to him and do a photo op with him because it's just like any other.
What's the first thing that the media does? They go into scrutiny. LeBron James touched her. He wasn't supposed to do that. Gasp and gasp and gasp some more. Like And the most part is they're giving LeBron all this grief about touching this woman when they were sitting in a packed you know ring where you know what I'm saying, they had to come across all sorts of people, you know what I mean, and I'm sure they had their security and whatnot, but they were still elbow to elbow with regular people, you know. They don't mention that. They mention the fact that
the queen was in. I don't know if you remember it, but the queen once came to America and visited, and she went to a housing project up in Washington D.C. And this
really?
And this grandmother, who had never committed a crime in her life, hugged the queen, and the queen hugged her back. And Sam Donaldson, I remember him saying, "Well, so and so was there to visit the projects, and this woman bear hugged the queen," and I'm like, "You dirty son of a bitch!" I'm like, this business of thinking that somehow white people are purified with their anything but. I'm like, let's go a little deeper into what I saw this weekend.
Well, actually, you just hit the nail on the head when you said right there that it's like. They're expecting a certain respect with white people that, hey, you need to be delicate on how you touch them. You need to be aware of, you know, what you're doing with them and all this other stuff, or, you know, you'll end up coming under students.
And that's what's the joke and the yoke in this whole thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sitting up here this weekend, just passed, and I went and saw the Exodus. And I found myself being thoroughly disgusted. For one thing, everyone knows that the pharaohs from Egypt on the continent of Africa, along with Cleopatra, even though she wasn't in the movie, are black people. They had brothers in the movie.
Anyway, bro.
They had brothers in the movie that had no speaking parts. No speaking parts for none of the brothers in the movie. You have Christian Bale, who I respect as Batman and just about every other role he plays. As an actor, I like him, but I'm not so much against him as general form. There were no Europeans in existence during the time of Pharaoh.
Wow.
I'll say that again. There were no Europeans, as we know them today, in existence during the time of Pharaoh, nor were they there during the time of Jesus Christ. Yet we can see Moses and Pharaoh, and you saw the great kings of Africa, I'm sure, in Jet magazines when you were a kid growing up, and I used to look at them too, and Ebony magazine and different publications. Out of the hometown of Chicago, these publications were talking about the great kings of Africa. And none of these pharaohs were white men or of European descent or anything of the like. Now, historically speaking, Jesus Christ in every country but this one, and even in England and in Italy and in France and in the Philippines and everywhere else where I've traveled as a soldier just about, is recognized as a brown-skinned man who looks more like a brother from the hood than anything else you've ever seen. Yet somehow through the infinite wisdom and changing of the truth, which is the revealed and concealed knowledge theory that my brother once dropped on me, we see Jesus as a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes, and there's no way in the world you had a Fox reporter that said, well, it's obvious everyone knows that God is white, knows that Jesus is white, was white, and that's historically untrue because, you know, here are people Eastern Africa, because it's on the other side, from Eastern Africa and from the Mediterranean area that were obviously people of color. That's why they say Jesus of Nazareth, because that's where he originally came from, right? But somehow in their infinite wisdom, they don't believe in Jesus, and I think that's the reason why you have Catholicism. Because Catholicism is a form of Christianity, but the Romans created their own religion, which is Catholicism. While you see a lot of Italians and Hispanics, and you got to remember, Spain and Italy are connected like the United States and Canada and the United States and Mexico. So traditionally speaking, you don't see, you know for a fact that Jesus Christ was not, as Malcolm once put it, a pale face. He was not. He had, like they say in the Bible, hair of sheep wool, feet of brass. They said feet, it was actually his face too, because your feet and your face is the same color on your body, usually as a rule, unless you're in a tanning booth somewhere. In order to look brown, because evidently you're not proud of who you are, because you keep on trying to be brown, whether it's dancing or, like I've said 100 times, pretending to be like us and getting credit, more credit for pretending to be us than we are being ourselves. I'm watching this Exodus movie, and they've gone with this, and they have an 11-year-old British-speaking child, of all things, playing God and talking to Moses as he's making his move. Also, in comparison to all the other biblical movies you've ever seen, I've never seen Moses strike up a small arm or a recon mission with other soldiers firing arrows and killing people and burning stuff down. And yeah. I mean, if you watch this Exodus movie and you're into Jerry Bruckheimer and CSI, the 3D visuals and graphics are great. But the storyline is flawed, and it's insulting to think that you would even rob us of even Moses, who we knew was a brother, and who we knew was Hebrew. And the reason that you call yourself Jews instead of Hebrews is because it's a known fact that the Hebrews were black people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you throw this biblical stuff out here to try to make yourself number one, I feel like out of everything else, fuck the money. Fuck the materialism and all that other stuff. The greatest way that you can conquer a nation of people, the first step is to steal their religion and their culture from them. And your religion and your culture goes hand in hand because your religion governs your culture.
Yeah. Now, what did you think about, what was the other one, the Noah movie?
Here again. When you sit up here and you have all these people, if you kept two of everything, yet you look at the picture and you don't see no black people.
Mm-hmm.
You see no black people who you know are biblical, because the three wise men who were in concert with Jesus, and Jesus was performing miracles and doing things as well, and came and told the baby Jesus. One of them was Nubian or black. But see, you won't get this history, though. You won't get this look and this view of a kill, but you'll see us getting killed.
And more specifically, I believe that one of the wise men were supposed to be African. You know what I mean? Not necessarily
right.
Black. Like you're saying, there were no white people.
No.
During this time. So specifically, he was African. And here's the thing, man, because the way you talk about Exodus reminds me of my experience with watching Noah, which was, you know, hey, great for entertainment. But I honestly don't believe that they really wanted to put too much historical fact into it, which is messed up because, you know, they'll say that it's just a form of art and entertainment. And, you know, so they don't have to be correct with, you know, what the people were like, what the culture was like. Because why? Oh, we're just making a movie. That's all. And, you know, this brings me back and just burns into my brain one of the arguments that you've always had, which is, why can't we get historically correct movies dealing with our own people?
Right.
That is a problem, and it's like it's getting further away from that, you know, now. And in the name of just entertaining, like, And it's horrible because, you know, we can as a people go up in front of these cameras and act an ass for the name of entertainment. And then they can do historical entertainment movies about our past and not even put us in it. And it's all in the name of entertainment. So where do we get our you know, shining moment on these screens and everything like that? It's not there.
But for the same reason why you created this shit about athletes and role modelism, you were so afraid that your white children were going to look at Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley at the time before he turned into an Uncle Tom, and all these other people that are out here. You were so afraid that your children would look up to us and admire us that there was definitely a fear factor. There was a fear factor that came over you. There was a fear factor that my child might actually think that a black man is a decent individual. My child might actually think that black folks actually deserve a break in the action, or he might just like and admire one of them. That's when he came up with the role model shit. Hollywood, as a rule, an Oscar by definition was the event where the Romans fed Christians to the lions. That was their amphitheater. That was what they called an Oscar. That's the original definition of an Oscar. And I say that to say this. It was never originally meant or intended for African Americans to be in Hollywood or mean anything. Hattie McDaniels, the woman that had the Aunt Jemima look in all of the old movies from Gone with the Wind down to You Name Whatever she played in, one was the first African-American or black person or person of color, whoever, for whatever your persuasion is, because some blacks reject the notion that somehow, even though their original religion is indigenous to Africa, they want to reject it because they over here, in place of wearing blonde wigs and everything else that is ridiculous to the black man's eye to see. Hattie McDaniels won an Oscar as a supporting actress for the current role in Gone with the Wind, the original movie. Mm-hmm. Yet when it was awards night, she had to sit back by the bathroom and could not sit up front to accept her award when she won her award. She was able to come up, and then she immediately left because they sat her so far in the back of the room because as they do, like they normally do at these events, when they were panning across the spectrum of the place where they were at doing the show or whatever, they didn't want that black face to be seen. And so when I retrofit what that, people say, well, what does that have to do with what we're talking about now? It has everything to do with what we're talking about now, folks. 646-595-3402. Although it's a sound check show and we're running out of time, this is sound, and we are checking in with on the fuckery. So as we were to today, what we could say is that not much has changed except for the presentation. Oh, we're still good from Kentucky Fried Chicken that Luther was talking about. We've now graduated to Popeye's Chicken, but we can still make Kool-Aid commercials, so at least we're consistent. And that is the only posture you want to see us in. When it shows serious commercials about banking, when it shows the period of black millionaires who are holding it down with money, and Jordan is an enterprise upon himself, his selfish ass, won't even sign a jersey for Chameleon there, and sits up and makes a smart comment, even though they were at an auction and he bought a jersey of Michael Jordan's. Michael Jordan didn't want to autograph it unless he paid him to do it, which was insane. I don't know what that is with Mike, whatever. But, you know, at 50 years
old.
Well,
you know what? It's time for our folks to start opening our eyes. It's time for us to start putting values into our children. If a man doesn't want anything to do with you, or to the point that you're creating a product that your people are killing each other for.
Yeah.
And you're telling people, hey, you know what? That's not even my problem. I just make a product. That's a no-go. That's a no-go. It would only take one for me to stop that product. It would only take one kid dying from trying to buy my CD or, you know what I mean, dying trying to get to my concert where I would do something about it. It's a problem because one died. And for him to say, it's not my problem, is really ignorant. It's really ignorant because it is your problem. Because it is you getting together with these super conglomerate companies and creating this product that's geared and aimed directly at young black adults who look up and admire you. And you're saying that it's not your problem if one of them dies. I can't deal with that, man.
That is a very, very solid and good point. You know, when you hear that, because mentally you feel that you're accepted and you've gone corporate on us, that somehow your product or something that has your name on it, you don't feel any sort of culpability, as it were, to what that product represents to children who, like you said, in my hometown. And other hometowns around the country where we're most prevalent, to sit up and somehow have the mental dysfunctionary situation in your mind that you mm-hmm. are